Shmaya Tzishir, Sunday night, or Le Yud Beis Iyar, and we're in Shmaya Tzayin, and we're learning about Eidecha, that is the nemonis of an Eidecha to say to a woman that mays by Lech, and we learned so far the sheet of Tosis and the sheet of Rashi, and we're up to, we'll start from Ubishitas HaRambam, Nechleku HaPolskim, Imdaitoi loymar da erechot mehemet mevisum en haTorah uvishum milso David leGluy lo mishakri yinchi. The Rambam's lashon is ambiguous. The Rambam starts off saying al yikshe beinecho shehitiru chachomim erva hachamura. So it sounds like chachomim, but to this I want to say there are many places in Shas like chachomim is talked about. Doesn't mean it's the Rabbanon, you know. Chachamim revealed to us is in Torah also. I, you know, it would be good if I gave you now 10 examples, but believe me, there's tons of examples that the Lashon is, you know, Amru Chachamim. It doesn't mean that it's a takon of the Rabbanon. It means they revealed the din, they taught the din. Okay, so. Akabonim, the Rambam starts with saying al yikshe beinecha that chachamim were matir the erva beedus isha o eved, because the Torah is only makrid on two edim when you can't find out, so you don't know what to do. So we really saw this in earlier shmaitzes where we delved into the Rambam really in Hilchos Edus that says you don't know what to do, so you follow two edim. The Torah gives you a method to break the log jam. But if the truth will come out without the aid, and if the aid's lying, he won't be able to prevaricate. What's that word?
Prevaricate.
He won't be able to lie and to dray his way out of it. Like here, you know. So the Torah wasn't mapped because it's pretty far-fetched that he's going to say a lie. Unless he's positive, people don't want to be caught red-handed in lies. I don't know if that applies nowadays. Anyway, so that's in the middle. He says, Lo hakpid the Torah. The Torah was only mapped on two edim, blah, blah, blah. But if blah, 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 Lo hakpid the Torah. Then he makes another U-turn or a K-turn, and he says again, "Lefika hekilu chachamim." That's already a lashon of the Rabbanon. Hekilu chachamim bedaber zeh. So this gives rise to a machlokas. What does the Rambam hold? Nechlek vaposkim im dat loma deirechol behemim b'misa. That's what you stress in the Rambam min haTorah. Mishamilsa David legluyei loy meshakri inshi. And that has the force of a D'oraisa. I wouldn't say necessarily, Rabosai, that it has the force of an Eidus D'oraisa, because that's not Hilchus Eidus. The Rambam, it's in, you know, the Rambam might mean it's not Hilchus Eidus. It's Hilchus. You can assume it's true. Maybe even Umdana, I would want to call it.
You can say that.
Relax. I'm pointing out that the Rambam almost takes it out of the realm of Hilchus Eidus, and talks about, well, now you can assume this is to be the case. Okay? But I am b'tshuvas harivash u'maharik. I am b'tshuvas harivash. U'maharik cause of the lashon. The maharik takes the position that it's the oraisa. The Pshita ban Yusenu ain't lono lahokyo, but he says like this. This is the Marik's talking. The Marik says as follows: that which we find in many places that Chachamim were looked to be matir agunos, they look tzadkula matir agunos. You can't apply it across the board any time there's a subject of Egan coming up. But you know, it's very specific when you say hekilu Chachamim mishum iguna. It's those specific cases. You can't extrapolate whenever the woman's an aguna, what we call, that we're going to use those kulos. And the right to do that, they said it in specific cases. And the Marik goes on to say, like believing in Eid Echad, when he says the Baal died, And then he sounds like Tosis. Chachamim had a reason to be Mekil, a very, very good reason, a special reason. Or maybe call him a Kaddish, a Taita Drabona Makadesh, which would be echoing Rashi's reason. Or maybe Yesh Koach Biyat Chachamim Lachal Tovam in a Torah. Maybe Milsa David Lagluye, Loy Meshakri Inshi. But and boom, that's the Schmeitzer's point, is that the Marik matter-of-factly, casually describes the Rambam Shita as being that the Erecho is Neman Midiraisa. The first two reasons were clearly the Rabbana, called the Mekadesh. And we'll call the Mekadesh Abid Rabbanon, but Rabbanon is called the Mekadesh Zad Rabbanon Mekadesh. It's certainly a rabbinic institution. And the first one, maybe not so clear, that the the second one, that's not so clear. Although, why not? It's the Rabbanon, Yeshkoch Beat Chacham, Makadova Menatoyra. Or maybe it's even with the Araisa, Kibin Shahadover Osui, Lehi Golos, Kitamash Mitoch Dibur Abedo Moshe. That's the Rambam sheet. There's all the Marik talking.
The first two are not reasons.
It's just a
technical way.
Yeah.
But the third one's
a reason. Yeah. Baskam Zos, he loudly timed Mishim Choy, even the Rambam, even the third reason, is not promulgating a new shita that any time you have a Musa Davida the Gluye, it's like two witnesses and it has the koach of two Eidim. Right? It's only in these circumstances because you're adding to it the whole business with Teichoyme Shechamart Alev B'Soifa, Teichoyme Shechamart Alev B'Soifa, Teichoyme Shechamart Alev B'Soifa, so you're giving her an emonus. Well, you're saying she checked it out, you should die on insula. So you're saying, even according to the Rambam, it's really in conjunction with Isha Daikon Insula, with saying she'll for sure check it out. In the Mukha Peshperka Isha Rabbi, the Gora Shah Mamar of Zera. Wait, let me finish the paragraph, please. Unless you find a mechanism, you can't stop being makel by an aguna. That's the Maril's point. It's very relevant to nowadays, where people say, well, you see, Chachamim were makel by aguna, let's also makel by aguna. It needs a misgeres, it needs a pshat, it needs a channel, it needs a shita. Need someone to be Sainachan. You can't just say, oh, let's just bend the rules because there's an aguna involved. That's a misreading of, it's a warping of Torah. Lohodabeir of Zera, Midalai Komer Ella Mishum Iguna, Mishum Seifel Agaras Ella. So, it's not Sam Aguna. It's always. It's in conjunction with the mechanics. Because now she's Nemon, so you should die commensurate. That creates that. They only did it and applied it by Aguna. Maybe they should have applied. Why didn't they apply it across the board by everything? I don't know. It's a big Kiddush. It's going away from the Torah to some degree, or at least it looks like it. So they did it hesitatingly and sparingly.
The
Torah was given for all ages. And the Hanami then she did what she could. And nowadays she has to do a Google search. I told you my argument with Rabbi Landesman was a very bitter argument. We had a mamzer, a suffix mamzer, and there were various cheshbonos to be matir it, but obviously if you would know the kids a mamzer, none of the cheshbonos would hold much water. So there were records of a previous marriage and maybe of a get, but they were in some basement of some municipality in Europe. So we called up and we tried to say, you know, talk to bureaucrats. You know,
there's a Chabad there.
What?
There's probably a Chabad there.
So I held, like Rabbi Greenspan, that it's just laziness. But if you go down there, you'll find someone and you'll be able to look at it. The records are there. So you have no right to make any assumptions or chazaka or anything. There's records. They're sitting there in the basement. And then we've been held that if you can't get to it, they don't want to tell you. It's online. You just have a shaykhah to it because it's online. But if it's a million miles away, it might as well be in outer space. What good does it do you? So that's called it's not here. And you have the situation of Suffolk Mamzer. Okay. That's all interesting. So here also, you know, so that's what you're asking. How's she going to find out? The husband said.
9/11 it was a home.
Yeah, well, that was that was governed by the halachas. You had more cases in the Gemara and dove into that. Mayim Sheinlam, so Mayim Sheiflam, so. This is like covering every Arguna situation in the world, whatever it may be. Be a dvar of liyashim v'lo itikshul etitus ha-soivrim te'ilechad mehem v'mimisim en ha-toyrim v'shabduchu d'avidu l'gluyeh. He's coming to answer a question. If you hold that he's believed, because of Nusa Davida Lugluye, the way the Rambam puts it, the Gemara makes no mention of this. This is the way the Rambam puts it. So why does the Gemara mention these reasons? Lezem Beforesh, Tenehidim and Atoiran Nemon. Adrabas. You see, this is the Marik, that the Rambam means the Araisa. And Adrabas, the reason the Gemara had to speak out, these Zaitika reasons, is why weren't the Rabbonim goes there? The Aserha, even though the Araisa is believed. You need to be not Torah Nemer, if you look at your royal Chachamim Lachmir, Shem Chaymer Deishas Ish, till you know he's dead. Elam Shem Igun, Elam Shem Chaymer, Daikul Mitzvah, Hemidu Alden Torah. They allowed the Gentile to kick in of Milton Davido Luguya. That's the dynamic of wanting to the Rambam, according to the Marik, at least.
Why should they be mocking?
No, you don't think they should have. Rambam's bothered by, says the Marik, they should have been machmir, not to allow an exorcist to go out of Zoy. Good, the Raisa Neidach is good enough, but the Rabbanim, how can we allow such a thing? And the answer is, Mishum Iguna, Mishum Daiko Mintzala. Those are support systems or excuses or reasons why they allowed the Eidechah to be Nemon, even if the Eidechah that monetized low kashur with those things. And Nuchdav Iguna Gui. Because of our Ritva B'chidusha B'shitus HaSoyb in the Menatar Mehemen. The Hadam of Mishum Iguna Kidabar Rabbanon. And the Bemeshloi Achmir Rabbah Mishum Chunda Deishasish Yaisi Michel Torah. Right? So now you're happy. It's a Ritva. Good. So this is all the Marik. Coming on that the Rambam means the Araisa. Michel is a Chumas Noi Debi Huda. Hechiach the Eidach Onemim and Atoira. He follows him and he brings Rayas. The following Raya then an Eidach on saying Meisa Ish. Is Minatora. Well, the Amru Perk Shvuos Eidus. Shvuos Eidus deals with, whether you believe me or not, it deals with Shvuos Eidus. Almost singularly. Shvuos Eidus is when in the Torah at the end of Parshas Vayikra, you place under oath a witness to come say Eidus that's going to help you monetarily. To help you claim money, it's going to help you in mominess. And he doesn't want to come, or he says he doesn't know. So you make him swear, and then he admits he lied under oath. So he brings a carbon He brings a chatos, oil of yored, and it's called the Shavuos Eidus. Now, there's a lot of rules about Shavuos Eidus, as you can imagine, and those rules are all in the fourth parak in the Masechet Shavuos, interestingly enough. In the fourth parak, called, interestingly enough, Shavuos Eidus. I'm just trying to wake everybody up. including myself. Called, interestingly enough, Shavuos Eidus. So one of the rules is that if you would have been mayor, you would have gotten him money, and by not being mayor, you caused him a loss of money. Another rule is it's only Eidus. You have to be an aid. Who aid or ra'a or yada. So,
who takes the shavua?
The aid.
The aid, because he doesn't know?
No. So shavua, that he doesn't know. Shavua, shein ani yodeh lecha Eidus. That's his shvua.
So why is he bringing carbon?
He brings the carbon when he admits he lied. Not only lied, but swore falsely. That's called the carbon shvua's aid. It's one of the oil of the yard, the sliding scale based on ability to pay. Why? How? I have it in brackets, so that means the guy put it in. In other words, like here's a perfect example of one of the sfeikos of the Gemara. An Eid Echad, if he's alone, he's not Neman to be Mechayev Momen. So if he lies that he doesn't know Eidus, on one hand, could say there's no harm done. He didn't cause me a loss of money. Because even if he would have said Eidus, he wouldn't have made me lose money. On the other hand, he would have made me swear. Right? And I'd echo Mechayev Shvua. And maybe under threat of a Shvua, I would have given in and paid the money. So maybe he did cause the other guy a hesed by not testifying. So this is the deal in the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, everybody's moida by an Eid Misa, an Eid saying Meiz Bailach, and then it turned out he was lying to Chayev. What's the chayav? Because he was being mayor, she should collect the ksuba, and that would cause a loss, right, to the Baal's estate. And if it turns out he's lying, so he wants to cause a loss. Well, the other way around. I'm sorry. If he would have been mayor, the woman would have gotten ksuba. And he refused to be mayor, thus causing the woman a loss. That's like every Shavuos Eidus. By being mayor, he would have caused the woman to gain something. And by not being mayor, he caused the woman a loss.
He caused the loss. He just was like a Shev al
Tais. Well, that's every Shavuos Eidus, a Shev al Tais. They don't come to
Eidus. Shavuos Eidus,
which is only by Mamanus. Suba is God's fine Mamanus. That's Rav Papa's Chiddush. Relax. Come, Rav Papa. Because if he would have said Eidus, she would have gotten her tzuba, and now she's not getting her tzuba. So it's causing us that financial loss of the tzuba. The tikshi, this is now a kasha that the Noi Behuda brings down. Hodetlan is a Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Perek Shavuos Eidus. Shavuos Eidus ain't a noyeg, ela ba'anoshim velo benoshim. What do you mean? I have a case of Noshim because an Isha could say Meiz Bailach. So I was Kachas Lo Benoshim Be'ed Miso the Isha Nali Be'emda. That's the way to be discussion. How can you make a blanket statement that Shavuos Eidus is Ba'an Noshim Be'lo Benoshim? That's how the Mishnah of the Perek starts off. It most certainly could be for Noshim too in the case of an Eid Miso. You go over to a woman and you say, you know, I want you to come testify that my husband died. And the woman goes over to her friend who was there on the beach that day with her, and says, I want you to be mayor that my husband drowned. And she says, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see no husband drowning. And she makes her swear. That's okay. Ella Vadai, says the Noid Behuda. The Isha and the Menace when I turn Bain Misa. That an Isha is not Nemon. Abel Eid Echad Kosher Nemon Minatora. He does a quick flip. You were about to get all excited and think that there's a misprint. So what the Noyd says is, Sal Korchach, he's mechalik. He says a woman being meyed would be taken to rabbanon. Because a woman is not a kosher eid, so you can't imbue her eidus with the araisa. Her eidus is not imbued with anything to make it kosher eidus. An eid echad, whose his only problem is that he's one, not two. So with the araisa, you believe him because of milsa avida the gluya, and that has the status of a araisa. But a woman who's a posel or eid, so she doesn't become an eid through milsa avida the gluya. That's annoyed to be
who
does chilek.
Who was the raya? What was his raya?
His raya is that it's, you have to, his raya is, we know that a person is never to say meis bailach and give haksuba. And we know that a woman could also, right? So now why can't a woman be mechuyev and shvus eidus in that case? So he says, so why did the Mishnah say anoshim below noshim? So it's so, because even in the case of an eid nisa, a woman would not be mechuyev a korban shvua because her nemonis is certainly drabonim. What the equivalent of anoshim of a man says ba anoshim below benoshim.
So you have to make a chiluk. You know, a woman can give eight mitzvahs baal, and a man can give eight mitzvahs baal.
Right.
And you know it's a chiluk because a woman is not chayav shvua and a man is chayav shvua.
Precisely and exactly.
So you make the chiluk has to be that one is the rest and one is the rabbanit.
Exactly and precisely. That's what the Noi Debiyuta says. We're going to talk about it. That's the Noi Debiyuta. Yeah. That's the Noi Debiyuta. So he's machalek ben hayoitzus between a man and a woman. Because a man is a kosher eid, he knows that he's one, not two. So you give him a, okay, that's an easier hurdle to overcome to make him kosher with the araisa. He's going to be huda talking than a woman who's like puzzles. He's not a kosher eid. But the shmaitzo doesn't like that. Right? By an eight sota, she says that she was nitma'ar. There it's the other way around. By saying nitma'ar, what's the moment involved? She's believed the Gabi making her lose the ksuba. She's believed the Gabi making her lose the ksuba. So there the man is saying, if you would have come and said nitma'ar, I would have gained the ksuba. I wouldn't have to pay it. And now I'm being Megarashah, and you stopped me from being potter for the ksuba.
Okay, the sign on the Eidachad.
On the Seidachad that refused to come be mayor that he knew Nitma. So Hakol Moedim, another case of Hakol Moedim Be'Eidachad Besota, that you Bechuy of a Karman Shvu.
Even if it's a woman.
Now, a woman could also say Nitma. So, and that's certainly the araisa. That's what the Rebbe Yehuda says. But that's what the Shmaitzer says.
Yeah.
We know that that's true. We know that that's the din by an eight sota.
But
the araisa lady can say din. But when you learn out the eight ainbo, that's what the Shmaitzer assumes. So when you learn out from the pasuk the eight ainbo, which means there's no shnayim, but echad yeshba, and if there's echad, he's nemon, right? It's a woman also. And that's the araisa, which Meitzel says.
That's with you. That's on top of you, right?
Well, that's come up, which I mean the Torah and Echad. I mean, what?
What's the Eid Hasan? The Stira? The Kinu Stira?
No, that Nitma'ah.
Oh, that's on top of you, right?
The Nitma'ah. After Kinu Stira. The Nitma'ah. So, in the Buddha, we know that the din of the woman is number two, and the Buddha assumes that she's the one that there is a cause of that she's not one. Eight beats there's no possum, so you can play games. Eight sold there's no monkey business. There's a possum down there, that's that one. If a woman's that one, you have no right to say it's not nichlal on this possum. So why? So again, so the Shmaitzer says, not so fierce, we still have the original kasha. How can it say carbonatus ba'anoshim below benoshim? I have a case where it's benoshim too. You got with Fizet Tikshi. This is the Shmaitzer talking. So we're back to the question. How can it say Shmuel saying this by Nosh or Loi B'Nosh? When it's guys of the Adoyin and Mechavim B'Sifrei Shom, Ella, I got news for you, says the Shmaitzo, the Kvar Hikshad of the Zeb Mishnah L'Melech, but not in the Mishnah L'Melech of the Rambam, but the Sefer Parshas Drachim B'Derech Mitzvah Secha, B'Hodet Nan in the Noad B'Noshim, Meshkachas B'Eid Misa, the Sota. See, Taka says, Mitarets law, even the Isha in the real hood. Again, in parentheses. Well, this fella fixed up a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, spelling errors also.
Mitarets law, even the Isha in the real hood, Ba'almot. The Mishnah Melech answers that Adarabba, since a woman is usually not an aid, Abuk Abdullah Milsam Emenes Lahoid. What exactly he means, you got to realize in the pasuk of Shmuel Eidus it says for who aid. So the Mishnah Melech is answering a woman is not a chetz of an aid. Now whether, I'm not sure what the Mishnah Melech means, even here she's not a chetz of an aid or of Eidus, it's just that she's Nemon. But I don't think you can say that by Eidus Soita, because the aid ain't more, but Echad Yesh, and that's even a woman. So I don't know. Could be he means you have to. I mean, I can still understand the terrace. She has to be able to be an aide somewhere else, not just here. She has to, in general, be an aide. That's what you learn from the pasuk. Who aid or ra'a or yada? So you learn out. It has to be some, you know, somewhere. It has to be a chetz of an aide, a general an aide, an aide of them.
Why not by Isurin?
What?
She's a chetz. She's an aide.
She's
not by Isurin.
Yes. By Yisurin, oh, we'll go back to the our old Pfizer, maybe that's not called Avis. That's only so he's sorry to keep it
to Egypt. There's precedent that she's an aide.
Anyway, that's the Mishnah Melech's parents.
I was just going to ask her, is it the default position that she's a kosher aide and we have to prove that she's not good where she's not?
Well,
or she's not a good aide and we have to only in case.
We know a woman's not a kosher aide all over time.
Right.
We learn out by Soita that she's good. So the Mishnah Melech has a kosher, so we have a case where a woman can be declared the carbon Shmuel Seidus. How can the Mishnah make as a blanket statement Shmuel Seidus by Noshim Aloy Ben Noshim? It's the Schmeitzer's question, but now he says, oh, I am the Mishnah Melech really, yes. And the Mishnah Melech answers that, well, she's usually not an aide, or she's not an aide maybe even now, that's what I'm not sure about. But since the public where Shmuel Seidus says for who aid, so you need someone that's a chefs of an aide. A woman is not a chetz of an aid, even if in this particular case she happens to be believed.
So no shvus aid.
That's why there's no shvus aid.
The woman that aids sota is also no shvus aid.
There's no shvus aid.
Even sota.
Yeah, and that's why you can say shvus aid is banosh and b'loy banosh.
Is that the culture of the thing? She's making an example. She's making a behavior.
Right, if she would say nitma'ah.
And he doesn't have.
Right. Now that she refused to come testify, if the guy divorces her, he has to give her a tzuba. She is causing him to have to pay tzuba.
Is that not Kuli Alma? She's not a chetz of an aid, and here we
are. No, there's a Mishnah Melech's
teretz. Right, but I'm asking, is that something that just everyone expects?
We know she's not Nemen Kula Terakula. He said he's Surin. So we're good, he's telling him that, but if let's say the Schmeitzer held that in Isurin there's no din of keeping Shigat Shimon Chayzer Magid, and you can be Magid Chutzla Bezdin, so it's not called the Chetz of Eidus, so they have a Lampo, also not called the Chetz of Eidus.
So they're bringing out their case.
But no, Lord, this is what this parrot's about. We're in the nascent stages. Nascent stages?
Nascent.
What?
Nascent.
That's what I said.
Yes, nascent.
So, sure. I have a stutter. Nascent stages. Have a lisp. Have a lisp. So again, let me see how he says it here on the bottom. Grada, I'm thinking now, the Gemara and Saita, which applies to Sota, Komokim Shemina Torah Erech, Alarein Kan Shnayim, but you don't say that by a woman. If a woman comes and says Nitma, and then she's contradicted by a woman saying Lo Nitma, the rule that the second one is not Neman, because Kalmokum Shemina Torah Erechad Arei Kanshnayim, does not apply. So you see really from that Gemara that she's not a Chetz of an Eid, even when she's believed by Eid Sofa. So I don't have to say she's not an Eid in other areas of the Torah. I see even here, she's not considered a full-fledged Eid. You don't apply the rule of Kalmokum to her.
Is there an opinion of two women? Like, two women would come?
You go Basaro. That's what the Gemara says.
So even so two women, two women could come and say the first woman, she could say Nidma.
Yeah, it'll be two against one. Uh-huh. The Gemara says, even by a man, it's two against one. Because the din of Kalmokum is only not against two Eidim.
Right, but I wouldn't say even by a man. That's what I'm asking. Even by a woman. Because the whole Indian of two Eidim is an Indian of Eidos.
Yeah,
so who cares if there's two women or 100 women or one?
Right, so you go Basar Rol. That's what the Gemara says. You go Basar Rol. The majority rules.
Unless it's a kosher Eid.
By Eidos, you don't say majority rules. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Lamella. Ruchayza Matsasi Shekosav. I don't know who, but Tysus Yomtiv. Tysus Yomtiv, Daflugu, Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva, Benossi, Imchayev, Bekorban, Shvuas, Aedus, Tanakama, Svirle, the Chayev, Rabbi Akiva, Svirle, the Potur, because of Shamhodu, Tanakama, Machayev, Benossi, Ainu, Beedus, Nefoshos. I guess what means is like ramifications for the psuvim. It's Dinei Nefoshos who's coming and saying the Baal died. There's ramifications for Mominus, so that's where we can talk about a carbon source Aedus. Okay, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Lean out of the